Among the many other feasts that we experience and witness and rejoice at the end of this month of June, a month dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Of course, we have, in a couple of days, the great solemnity of the Apostles Peter and Paul, which in many countries, until very recently at least, was a holy day of obligation. And tomorrow is the vigil of the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Today, on the other hand, is the feast of one of those great devotions and gifts from God, which is very, very, very popular in this day and age, but for a time was almost totally forgotten, and in fact disappeared for a while. And it is the image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Now, she's not the same as Our Lady of Prompt Succor. It is the same Blessed Mother, but it's not the same devotion. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, according to tradition, was painted by the evangelist St. Luke. And of course, it's not a literal rendition of what the Blessed Mother looked like or the baby Jesus, but it is, as an icon, it is of the reality that is behind just the physical appearances. And so we have Our Lady beautifully dressed as the Augusta Empress of the universe, and then in her arms is the baby Jesus. But the baby Jesus looks astounded and aghast. And the reason is, on either side of the Blessed Mother, and of course above her it says, Mary, the Mother of God. On either side are the archangels, Saint Gabriel and Saint Michael, and they bear the instruments of the Passion of Christ. And so our Lord is looking at the instruments, the hammer and the nails and so forth, that are going to cause him to suffer so much when it is his time. And so the image is painted in such a way, it's a very emotional image, that the baby Jesus looks like he has just run up into his mother's arms, afraid of what's coming. And this is shown in particular by the fact that I believe it's his left foot, the sandal is falling off, because he was in such a hurry that he was loosing his sandal because of the fear of what was coming. And then, of course, this magnificent image of Our Lady and the baby Jesus gained great, great devotion. And, of course, the vicissitudes of the Middle East and of Europe with the persecution of the Christians, first by the pagans and then by the Muslims, the picture had to be hidden from place to place. Eventually, however, in Cyprus, a Christian captain of a boat saw it in an antique shop and bought it immediately. He knew that this was something special. And they told him some of the legends that surrounded this image, which, of course, whenever they say legends, it means traditions. And, of course, the word legend comes from that word in Latin, the gerundif, which means that which must be read. So it doesn't mean that it's not false, that it's not real, that it's false. It means that which must be read, in other words, known, that which must be known. And so he took it to Italy and presented it to the Holy Father, and eventually it was placed in, I believe it was the Church of St. Matthew, run by the Augustinians. And then in 1812, Napoleon invaded Rome. And among other things, he destroyed the Church of St. Matthew. Why? I don't know. But he did. He was not a good man at all, even though he died with the sacraments, thanks to the generosity of the Pope that he put in jail, Pope Pius VI. In the meantime, the image was hidden. And for 40 years, it was lost. They remembered it. There was a beautiful image. It had this meaning and that meaning, but it was gone. So many things are gone even today. with the destruction that is going on in the church today. And then somebody found it, and they brought it to the Holy Father, Blessed Pius IX, who in turn gave it to the order founded by St. Paul of the Cross, by St. Alphonsus of Liguori. Yesterday was St. Paul of the Cross, was preponderant in our feast. Today is St. Alphonsus de Liguori and the Redemptoress, where it still is today. And the Holy Father commanded that they should spread this devotion throughout the whole world. And indeed, there's nary a place in the world that does not have a novena or an image or something having to do with Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And so many, many parishes throughout the world, and in many parishes, the novena to Our Lady of Perpetual Help was on Wednesday evening. And of course, many things have changed historically. But Our Lady remains, and she is there presenting our Lord Jesus Christ to us. The Lord Jesus Christ who shows that he is true God and true man. As a little man, he had fear. Fear, as we see at the Last Supper and at Gethsemane. Father, if it be thy will, take this cup from me, but not as I will, but as thou wilt. Nobody that is sane wants to suffer torture and pain and suffering. And so he too was afraid of it. And where did he go? And he gives us the image and the sign of where we also ought to go. He goes to his mother, and Our Lady holds him and protects him in her arms and bestows him to us, as we see from the readings and the propers of this feast of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. May she help us in this day of terrible tragedy and circumstances, which in the church is going on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.